You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name's Tina Murphy. I'm the manager of community donations and charitable giving here in Atlantic Canada. Well, do you know what? Here at TD, we know that music brings people together like no other medium. And we feel it's important to support the artists that are going to give us the sounds and the stages to bring our communities together so that we can hear the music that makes our community stronger. Well, I think what we want to do with any festival that we're doing, but especially here at the TD Halifax Jazz Festival, is that we know that the world is rapidly changing, and it's going to leave some people behind, and it's also going to give other people an opportunity to succeed. So what we're doing is we're creating the Ready Commitment, and we're investing $1 billion in all kinds of organizations and happening. We know that it's going to bring our communities together. We know that people are going to come and experience something that they can't get anywhere else except at a music festival. So we believe this is where everyone belongs, and we can't wait to share it with the city and have everyone feeling like they're included and a part of the Halifax community. So for TD, what we want everybody to be taking away is music memories. We want them to experience the sound, to tap their toes and to dance, and to be excited to be a part of the Halifax community. And we believe that that will be achieved by listening to the music that the TD Halifax Jazz Festival brings to the city. So we're making a real effort to invest in programs and activities like the TD Halifax Jazz Festival that are giving everyone an equal opportunity to be seen on big stages from coast to coast. And that means 90 different music festivals and 100 different community programs. And this is just our signature one here in Halifax. Oh, if you haven't experienced the TD Halifax Jazz Festival yet, come on down tomorrow. There's afternoon performances, there's evening performances, tickets are available at the gate. And if you're listening to what we could do is, why don't I offer your listeners 2 complimentary tickets to the one that calls you the first or calls in first, and we can give away a pair of tickets.
My name is Carl Klebert. Thank you, Mucho Radio. I'm the winner of a ticket for Halifax Jazz Festival, sponsored by TD.
My name is Charles Brian Mintis. Thank you, Mucho Radio. I am a winner of a ticket for the Halifax Daniel Caesar and Charlotte Day Wilson Jazz Festival finale for the Jazz Festival, sponsored by TD.
My name is Sam. I'm from Halifax. I've been here my whole life. I just recently moved to Montreal, so I'm really happy to be here home in my hometown playing Jazz Fest this year. It's been a while since I played in my hometown of Halifax, so yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I played Thursday night at the Carlton, the late night stage. It was awesome. It's a great show. My inspiration for music in general, I would say just connecting with people is a big inspiration for me. Being able to write songs and stories that other people can relate to kind of just drives me to keep doing what I do. They were amazing. I almost cried because they were so, so receptive, and probably the best crowd I've played for to date. They were so involved. Like, they were singing along. They almost sang like one of my songs, like that I was doing. It was a cover song. They sang the whole chorus. We didn't have to sing anything. The whole crowd was carrying the song. It was a really special moment. It was really cool. You can find, I post everything on my Facebook page. It's on Facebook, S-A-M-M, Sam. Also on my SoundCloud, you can find my at handle is Sounds Like Sam with 2 M's. And you can find me on Instagram, on SoundCloud, under the same name, Sounds Like Sam, and I post everything there first. I will be releasing an album in the next couple months, probably late fall, and by then you'll be able to find everything on all streaming platforms, Spotify, but right now, Facebook and SoundCloud. Oh, Halifax Jazz Festival is the best. I mean, they've been doing so great the last couple years with the acts they've had come here. I mean, Chaka Khan this year, like, it's insane to be able to see Chaka Khan here in a small town like Halifax. It's so, so cool to see an artist of that prestige be in such a small place and it be, you know, you're really involved in the concert. It feels so special, more special, I think, than seeing it in a bigger city. So Daniel Caesar, I mean, everybody the last couple of years has been really, really awesome. I love Jazz Fest.
I'm Sarah Russell. I'm the marketing manager for the TD Halifax Jazz Festival. And the TD Halifax Jazz Festival has been around for 32 years. This is our 32nd year running of bringing Halifax jazz-inspired programming and also other jazz-adjacent shows that are inspired by R&B artists, pop, indie rock, and kind of everything in between. And we run usually for 6 evenings, and over 75% of our programming is free and all ages. And it's a real community event and a real gathering for musicians to collaborate and the people of Halifax to enjoy. Best souvenir, oh my gosh, my memories of having an amazing time at so many amazing shows, like world-class artists like Miss Lauryn Hill, Chaka Khan, Daniel Caesar's coming tomorrow night, and I know it's going to be magical. So I think just the souvenirs that you bring with you are just like the experiences that you have enjoying music. TD has been integral in assisting jazz festivals throughout Canada specifically. They're involved in so many community events and celebrations, but it's been really tremendous to have their support to take on the entire jazz festival programming across Canada. And not only do they donate their support, they also advise us and guide us. And they're able to help us offer free programming and educational programming to make way for the next generation of artists and musicians. Oh my gosh, I think everybody has an amazing time no matter what the weather. We've had a really great week so far. We were actually supposed to have a hurricane the day of Chaka Khan, and we just goodwill vibed it away, and it was amazing. Today it's a bit rainy, but everyone's ready to dance and party no matter what, so it's great. Oh my gosh, yes, I think Halifax's image has changed even in the last few years. It's become so much more of a destination for art and music lovers, and we've been collaborating with Tourism Nova Scotia to really highlight the amazing music festivals we have in Halifax. We have the jazz festivals, and we have pop music festivals and blues festivals, and you know, so many other cultural events. I think there needs to be always a lot of research done to decide whether stadiums, larger auditoriums and centers are going to be feasible for people to run and make a living from. So I think it's such a interesting point of topic. Can Halifax sustain a stadium is a very interesting topic, and I think that maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but I think that it's something that could happen soon. And I think that what makes the TD Halifax Jazz Festival special is we can accommodate a larger audience, but not so large that we have to fill the Scotiabank Centre, for example. So it's definitely always an interesting topic to kind of see where Halifax fits on that landscape. Oh my gosh, please come tomorrow night to see Daniel Caesar. You will not regret it. He's absolutely phenomenal. You'll fall in love with him. We have Charlotte Day Wilson opening the night, and we also have free programming throughout the entire day. So just come out and enjoy some music.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.